follow the messages on screen to read an audio that the information becomes available. This station will now see
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Take three. Here we go. Man, the issues we're having in the studio today are not good.
If I have to hear this advertisement again.
Sawyer Brock's getting a lot of play. Yeah, we've been having some issues, but we're back. We're going to freaking hope we get through it this time. Cameron. Welcome to Mindless Banter number 13.
I'm so annoyed right now.
Can't believe we're here. Yeah, I'm excited because today's Q&A.
Yeah, and there's some really good ones.
There's some fantastic questions.
You guys are weird.
You guys are really weird. Some of the questions we get, I'm like...
Super weirdos.
What are you thinking? I guess we probably should.
But you can get into our group.
Yeah.
We will take you.
Absolutely. Yeah, so let's first talk about Sawyer Products because, Cameron, they are the U.S. leader in outdoor protection.
Heard this.
From the backcountry to the backyard, Sawyer offers a line of top-rated insect repellents, water filters, sunscreens, and first aid products. With the rising prevalence of tick and other insect-borne illness, stay protected with Sawyer's line of family and gear-safe insect repellents, including their permethrin fabric treatment. It's 100% odorless after drying and repels and kills mosquitoes and ticks for 6 weeks or 6 washes. The treatment does not harm any fabrics or finishes and can be applied to clothing, gear, and a variety of other fabrics. If you need water filtration, Sawyer recently introduced a micro squeeze water filter, which is rated up to 100,000 gallons. Their full size squeeze filter comes with a lifetime warranty. Last year, over 4 million people got clean water through a Sawyer water filter. Use our code CPREP19 for 20% off on their site at SawyerSafeTravel.com. That's code CPREP19 for 20% off at SawyerSafeTravel.com. You have to go to that website or it ain't going to work.
Mm-mm.
All right?
Okay. Yeah, don't go home and type into your Netscape browser.
Yeah.
Sawyer.com.
Yeah.
You're going to look
get
stupid.
Anywhere. Look stupid, you're going to feel stupid, and you're going to be stupid. All right. So first one, Cameron. Here we go.
Ken Williams.
He said, if you had the ability to choose the date, time, and location for SHTF, one, would you choose or rather not have that power? Two, if you chose, when and where would you would it start? And three, would you warn anyone before it happened? What do you think, Cameron?
Well, I had originally said, probably like end of winter. I'd want it to start right in the worst time.
Worst.
Because I feel like I'd be the most prepared at that point,
mm-hmm.
and I would learn like what I don't have, what
sure.
I need, and it would kill off a lot of dumb people.
I like that. That's a good idea.
And I would want it to happen near me.
Yes.
I'd want it to happen at my hometown.
That's what you'd
not
want?
That it'd be like ground zero, but
yeah.
I mean, I'd want to be there at my house. And yes, I would warn people.
Yeah, absolutely would. I mean, why wouldn't you try and warn people?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the more people that could be prepared, the better, I think.
Yeah. You'd probably be like the Bible, though, and they'd kill you with stones.
Yeah, you dummy.
There's no thing coming.
You know the Bible real well, right? The thing happened with the people.
Verse 4 says there's a thing coming.
Verse 4 in the Bible, dummy. Remember?
Yeah, why don't you go and quote verse 4 from the Bible, dummy?
Yeah, so, well, thanks, Ken. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
That's it, Cam, and I. You're welcome.
Ken. Nick. Ryan. He says this. This is what he asks.
Okay.
When SHTF and all the toilet paper preps have been used up, what are my alternatives, both natural and man-made? Help me keep my S from HTF, he says.
Yeah.
So
you got to be creative, Nick.
You do got to be creative.
Who cares? Just wipe that butthole.
Just be a man.
Get in there.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a few things that you can use that everybody knows about. So I don't know why you're asking this question, Nick. It's very easy. All right. Leaves, number one,
mm-hmm.
they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can find a leaf anywhere you go, pretty much.
I don't know if you've looked down lately.
Yeah. Probably they're on the ground. They're in the air. They're everywhere. All right.
That's how we live.
Yeah. Magazines. There's a lot of those around.
There's a lot of bad ones.
There's bad ones. There's good ones. There's in-between ones. But they will all
be
clean
made of paper.
Poop off your butt. They will clean all of it. newspaper is another one that you can do. That will sometimes leave black streaking.
Who cares?
But
who
you
looks
gotta,
at your butthole? I look at people's buttholes sometimes.
If you're worried about black streaks on your butthole... You got other things going on. Don't worry about the ink. Yeah. It might irritate some people.
All right. Okay. Dried poop or black streaking? Yeah. I'll go with dried poop.
Yeah. Exactly. There's also towels. You know, that's something you could use a hand towel. You could use a bath towel. You could use a beach towel. I don't care what you use, but there's towels that you can use.
Whatever you want.
Any kind of towel.
Hotel towel.
Oh, that's actually even better, I think.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. You
bulk wash them in hot water.
Well, washcloth. There's a lot of different things you can use.
Did you say wash?
Washcloth.
That's his.
Oh, yeah. Moist sponges.
Ooh.
So I'm not saying wet sponges. I'm not saying dry sponges. It's like in the middle. Moist.
Popular with the geriatrics for years.
It really is. You put it on a stick and they're going to take that thing all day long. You know what I mean?
Do it yourself. I moisted it up.
It's a little moist. It's on a stick, ready to go.
Moisted.
Yeah, and
there's
then
a new word for it.
There is a moisted it.
Did you moist
what
this
up?
What was
the thing we were talking about in the live stream before this? Oh, yeah. Baby, I'm going to mow your swamp. That's yeah. What it was. Anyways.
It's something dirty.
That's neither here nor there. There's some other things that other cultures have used in the past, and they might still be doing it. I don't know. I'm not privy to everything that's going on. But one of them is smooth stones. Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, like at the bottom of a river, those cobble rocks and things like that? You take one of them suckers, you grab it real firm-like, not too firm, but pretty firm, and then you just kind of, you know, wipe in a smooth motion, and that usually reduces the amount of stuff that's left after you use the restroom.
It's called
poop. It's called poop. Yeah. Or you can just use water. I mean, bidets are...
So if you go into your neighbor's bathroom and there's decorative stones in there,
don't lick
play
them.
With them.
Don't lick them. We're not licking stones.
It's just soap. It tastes like poop.
It's a salt lick.
And don't use pea rocks or pea gravel because it'll disappear.
It's a salt lick.
Oh, I tried to wipe with pea gravel. It's in the bowl now.
Oh man, this is going
okay.
This is going crazy. What about you, Cam?
Well, I've had some experience with these because my bowels are crazy.
Yeah, crazy
Kobe
bowels.
Kobe knows that.
Crazy bowels.
Grass works pretty good. You got to get a good handful so it doesn't hit your fingers.
The nice thing is, right after grass has been cut and they mulched,
nice and fresh, smells good.
They've mulched. You just grab one of them big old handfuls,
some fluff ball.
Yeah,
you're basically gonna. It's like tar and feather in your butt. You're
just gonna, what it's like.
You're gonna leave a bunch of pieces
you
of grass.
You just throw it at it.
No. That's good enough.
It's got a layer of grass.
Yeah. It won't get my underwear dirty.
You got grass stains instead of poop stains.
You've been dragging your butt across the yard again.
What have you been doing on the inside of your undies?
We've got stones over there while you're using the grass.
Yeah. We got brown stains. We got green stains. We got black stains.
Yeah, the newspaper stains. Jeez. I've used fresh cut hay on the farm. I was raking hay, had an emergency. Fresh cut hay worked pretty good.
Make sure you don't got like
the
real
stems
bad
are a little pokey.
Fever. Yeah. Hey. Alfalfa is the best because it's got the little.
Yeah, that's what it was. Well, it was real nice.
Good.
Your sock. You can take your own sock off
you
and
can.
Wipe your butt. I've done that.
Uh-huh. Or you can use both socks if you need to.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need
you
both.
You can just mitten up and get in there deep. Now, how do I pull them off?
Now what do I do?
Notebook paper. There's plenty of notes. Yes. Yeah.
Just don't pull the socks off with your teeth at the end.
Yep. There you go.
Well, I'm glad we hit that
biggest
subject.
Problem solved for you there, Ryan.
Yeah.
Nick Ryan.
You're welcome, Nick Ryan. So Samuel Melnick, he says, hey, what's your soundtrack for different end-of-the-world events?
This is a good one.
Asteroids, volcanoes, earthquakes, zombies, etc. Yeah. All right, so let me give you mine.
Yeah, Cameron? These are good. This was a good thing because I've always thought about like a theme song for an event. So let's hear it.
Okay, so if there's an EMP, I'm going with Power of Love by Huey Lewis.
That's a good one.
Just because, you know, it just fits.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really nothing
else.
I
said, it's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie,
woogie. That's a good one. Yeah, I like that. Power of Love, though. I mean, think about it. That is like one of the most iconic movie songs ever.
It is.
Right?
I
mean,
I agree.
That first.
I immediately think of Back to the Future.
That first sequence.
Every time I hear it.
That first sequence in the Back to the Future, it's just so good. One of the best ever. Anyways, off subject. But so, how about an asteroid? This is what I'm going with. I've got a few of them here. Maybe I'll leave my last one off because it looks like Cam got the same one.
Oh, you did put it in there. I didn't see that.
So I got Shooting Star by Bad Company. I don't know if you know that song, but that makes sense. All right. I'm going with Intergalactic by Beastie Boys.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a really good one. My kids love that song.
Intergalactic.
Mm-hmm. What'd you
think? And then Kobe put this. I didn't copy you.
Okay, but I had it there before you.
I didn't even notice. I didn't read yours.
Okay, sure.
So I don't want to miss a thing by Aerosmith.
Makes a whole lot of sense.
Close your eyes. I don't know. I just messed up.
Sound exactly like Steven Tyler. That's fantastic. Yeah, that makes sense.
Everybody thinks about that.
Volcano. I'm going with Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. That's a good one. Yeah.
I couldn't come up with a better one, so I just left it out. Okay.
You could do something like.
I changed to Hurricane.
The Doors, Light My Fire. That's a good one, too. You know.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But Ring of Fire makes more sense. Yeah.
Instead of a volcano, I did Hurricane, and I'd be a. Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That would be a sweet one while you're staring at it.
Yeah, exactly. Earthquake. I got You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC. And then also All Shook Up by Elvis. That makes sense, right?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I put a tornado in place of that. And I did A Little Texas Tornado.
I don't know if I know that
blown
song.
Blown me away.
I don't know that song.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't.
That's a good one.
I know, yeah, that's weird.
That one's not very intense for
maybe
a tornado.
I've heard it, but I don't know. I can't think
I just
of it
didn't
right
sing
now.
It very good.
Yeah, yeah, you definitely didn't do that.
Okay.
And then there's Zombies. And I got, you know, It's the End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Zombies. By the Cranberries.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That does look like perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I just did More Human Than Human by a White Zombie.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because yep. They're kind of human, but they're not.
They're not.
They're more than human.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had an Alien Invasion.
Oh.
I always, this one's pathetic. But you know Independence Day by Martina McBride?
Oh, I know it, yeah.
It should let freedom ring.
Yeah.
And they're like flying around in jets. Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be perfect, wouldn't it?
It really would.
Well, thanks for that one there, Samuel Melnick.
Hopefully you can make a movie out of that.
Yeah, I like it. So our old buddy, old Angelo Amador Jr., he says, what are the best free websites / resources to learn first aid, wound dressing, apocalyptic pap smears?
Pashmir,
yeah. So I left this one to Cameron. I just said, you figure it out.
I don't know. Free websites is tough. Trust me, finding a pap smear online is both wrong.
Don't Google it.
And weird.
Don't Google it.
But it really, I don't even think you can find one. Honestly, just an all-around extra good resource, I would go with Pfeffinger and Fowler. Procedures for Primary Care.
Okay.
Like you can get them, you know, you can get a used book, but it has like all of that stuff in there. It even has a pap smear in there.
Does it?
Yeah. Mm. That book is great.
Did you look it up this morning, pap smear?
No. Yeah. I'm a master of that.
Yeah.
But like there's a lot of videos, a lot of YouTube videos, but if you just want something, you know, power's gone, you know, you don't have access to electronic stuff, that book has everything in there. It's a great book.
Mm.
That's all I'd say.
Okay, I like that.
Procedures for Primary Care.
I like it. Jer Bear, he says, Godzilla.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Moving on. BK's 14. He says, how, after all of your research, this could be a girl, I don't know. How, after all of your research, study, and new/updated knowledge, do you manage to stay casual about prepping? I'm freaking out over here. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good question.
Yeah.
Because... sometimes the more that you learn about the crazy crap that's going on and the reasons to prep, you can kind of get to that point where you're like, oh, fudge. Everybody's dying. Everything's going to explode. Everything's got disease on it. Everything is bad, right? I mean, because when we do like Mad World and all those types of things, just get you thinking. But you still got to live your life like normal. I mean, you can't become, well, I mean, I guess you can. But I think becoming one of those insane kind of doomsday preppers that's all they think about, I just don't think it's healthy for anybody.
Mm-mm.
It's not good. It's not a good way to live your life.
No.
Because really when it comes down to it, most likely everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's not
like the event, you don't have control over that.
Yeah.
But
sure.
You do have control of giving yourself a peace of mind, being prepared for whatever.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I think. I think just...
it is a scary, all the crap that could happen, but it's like... Go back to what you can control, like having your own stuff and being ready for your whatever.
Well, for me, that's the point of prepping is to like not be scared of it.
Yeah.
Because like you're like, okay, this happens. I got these things kind of, you know, in case this happens. I know how to do this in case this happens. You're going to feel actually.
And that's stressful about freaking out over like, do I have enough of this? Do I have enough of that?
But honestly.
The event, you can't control.
When it comes down to it, I actually feel better now than I did when we started.
Oh, I totally do.
Like way better.
Mm-hmm.
And it is because of learning all the knowledge we have. It's because of getting.
Flipping grass in your butthole.
Exactly. It's because
what kind of tips better are there out there?
Where the hell are you going to get that tip anywhere else? You're just not going to get it. Yeah, and it's just, you know, once you learn all this stuff, it's just, it actually makes you feel better, in my opinion. I feel a lot better.
Makes me feel better. Mm-hmm. I feel better about just talking about it.
Yeah, you do.
This is therapy weekly.
You like to talk things out.
Yeah, I do.
You're that kind of guy.
I'm really good at talking.
Yeah.
Don't slur things or anything. Mm-hmm. This is from Broken Vinny. Vinny. You never featured mine the last time, and it got the most likes. I'm just kidding. It was, do you know the Muffin Man? I don't know. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear he's bad. On the cartoons, the Muffin Man's apparently kind of a bad guy.
Sure.
And muffins are just cupcakes. They're in disguise. So
muffins are breakfast
cake. He's a liar.
They're breakfast cake.
So he's a liar.
He's a liar. Who is?
The Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man's a liar. Oh.
He's just making cake.
Yeah, he is. should be the cake man, right? Yeah.
Anyway.
Like I'm saying, we got some weird questions. I don't even know.
Well, I'm sorry we didn't feature it. We featured it now.
Yeah, there you go. Man, here we go. Logan Brown, 427.
Wow.
Logan Brown, 427. He says, how many chickens could you beat in a bare-knuckle, bare-handed fist fight? I'm saying I could do about 10. Any more than that, I'm probably not going to win.
I don't know chickens, but I think I could kill them all.
You think you could just get them all?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know in Zelda, like when I'd kick them, they'd attack me, and I died a few times.
Was that in like the original Zelda?
It was on
chickens,
the,
or was it Link, or Adventures of Link?
Yeah, the, it was like the a newer one on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, so that was a much newer one than the ones I'm talking about NES ones.
Oh, no. I don't think you could hit animals on that one.
I don't.
There were rights.
Yeah, they had rights back then.
But yeah, I think I could take all chickens. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, Cam, let's talk about something else right now.
Let's do
it. Okay. Did you know that most subscription boxes are full of samples and junk that you'll never use?
I do actually know that.
You do, yeah, because we've gotten many.
We have gotten many.
Many different kinds of subscription boxes, but not BattleBox. It is the monthly subscription box for men, full of solid gear for adventure seekers, survivalists, outdoor enthusiasts, and casual preppers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Each month, BattleBox sends you the coolest selection of handpicked outdoor survival and everyday carry gear, all valued at far more than what you normally pay. You never know what's in the next box, but here's a sampling of what users received this month. An extremely powerful Nebo 2 160 lumen flashlight with a laser that can almost reach the moon. A nearly magical knife and metal polish from Flitz that will clean nearly anything, even glass. And water purification packs from P&G that allow you to drink from rivers, creeks, and ponds if you run out of drinking water while outdoors or during a natural disaster. All of this badassness starts at just $30 a month. They've shipped almost 1 million boxes, and they won Best Men's Subscription Box of 2017. Our listeners will get a free tactical knife when you sign up at trybattlebox.com/casualpreppers. That is trybattlebox.com/casualpreppers. Get your first battle box plus a free tactical knife at trybattlebox.com/casualpreppers.
Do it.
That's a deal.
I feel like you guys probably know, we've literally been like a spokesperson for BattleBox. And this is the first time.
Since 2017.
Yeah. We seriously, we love them. Their boxes are just awesome.
They are beautiful.
Never.
So go to trybattlebox.com/casualpreppers.
All right.
So, Cam, the preparedness guy, he asks, what are the top places you want to avoid?
You should just go through all these.
In a post-apocalyptic scenario. For me, that's Walmart in the city. All right? So then he says, what places do you want to avoid on a regular disaster emergency scenario? For me, Walmart, the city. Then he asks, what places do you want to try and avoid on a regular day? For me, Walmart, the city.
That's perfect. There's really no better answer to any of that. Mine would just be the grocery store and an electronics store. Riders always go to electronics
they
stores.
They do.
They like want their TVs and their microwaves right off the bat.
It's so weird,
isn't it? I'm paying for that microwave.
Yeah. I'm going to make burritos.
Honey, there's a sale down at that. I don't care. I'm waiting for a riot.
Yeah.
I'll get what I want.
Not worth it. We don't need to nuke anything right now. Just wait.
But Walmart and the city covers everything.
It really does, doesn't it?
There's nothing more to say about that.
Yeah, it's a
great one.
Thanks for the preparedness, guy.
How about Lost in Texas 45? _45.
Somebody get that man a compass.
How you texting from this, boy? Use your phone.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to America, How much do you guys recommend the General Lee as a bug out vehicle?
Look, I think he was looking
broke
for,
this down
he was looking for a different answer. But here's the answer I'm going to get. One, it's too damn flashy. You don't want to be flashy, you know, bugging out.
Amazing car.
Yeah. Number two, no four-wheel drive. Come on. Three, no doors. You can't open the doors.
That's, yeah. Good, yeah.
Four, Confederate flag pisses the whole world off.
It sure does.
And so, I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And I just said that horn's a beacon for zombies and rednecks, both equally dangerous.
It's true, that horn is.
Yeah.
You're going to bring in every redneck and every zombie in a 100-mile radius.
Sweet car. I won't, I would drive one, but, well.
But, well, I don't.
People hate that flag.
Yeah.
But it is an awesome car.
Yeah. Double O Martini J. Ooh. Martin. Oh, Martin. Martini. I see Martini there for some reason. He says, would y'all ever go on Naked and Afraid? And then like a little laugh emoji. See, I'd go on a show if it was just called Afraid, but I'm not getting naked in front
of
people. Yeah,
I don't care. My dong will be blurred out.
but the
just
thing,
a little teeny blur there.
That's to everybody, though. Just people on set. You got like...
Yeah.
You got a sound guy, you got a camera guy.
I don't feel comfortable enough walking around naked.
No, I'm not going to do it, man. I don't know. Those shows are weird anyways. Just spray paint it?
No need blur.
I got blur paint.
I sprayed it all. Chrome.
It's called pixelation.
I probably wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Naked and Afraid's a weird show.
It is a weird one. I
guarantee
actually haven't really gotten into watching.
Half the people that watch it are just trying to get glimpses of butts.
I think inside boobs.
Inside boob, yeah. You're right. Mm-hmm. That's what they're trying to do. And dong shadows. I don't know. I don't know what people are looking for.
Oh, honey, honey.
Look at that dong shadow.
It does.
You got a good one.
Naked and hung.
Swinging
yeah,
around.
I don't know. That's a weird show.
It is a weird
and show. And we are weird. Yeah. I agree, but I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
So Bronco underscore Steve 18. Bronco. Mm. Which do you feel is a larger threat to your location, Yellowstone or economic collapse?
So, yeah, everybody's...
I don't even worry about Yellowstone because if anything were to actually occur there, we're dead.
It's over with.
Pretty much all the United States is dead.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'd say for me, it's the economic collapse. It's going to be much more likelier in our lifetimes than the Yellowstone going off. So I looked it up. The odds of Yellowstone erupting are 1 in 730,000.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you just like shot. I was like, oh, 730,000.
No, that's actually
a good guess.
That's
there.
The actual statistic I found online. But there's
still
a
weird statistic.
Yeah, no, there's. Well, I'm going to say 1 in 735.
It's like, why don't you say 1 in a million?
Yeah, I don't know. Because it's better than that. It's 1 in 730,000.
Yeah.
25% chance that we go into a recession in the next year. And that's another statistic. And I know a recession isn't an economic collapse, but it could be a precursor to something that could be, you know what I mean? Obviously, we have recessions all the time, and we don't have economic collapse.
It makes by far the most sense, yeah.
Yeah, so I would say for sure an economic collapse, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Brady Anderson 03, he asks, will you ever dive deeper into the Skinwalker Ranch conspiracy mystery? Those sort of topics are so interesting. Also a decent prepper topic.
Wonder if is Brady Anderson from around here? Is he from?
I don't know.
Is he a local Utah?
Probably could be.
The Skinwalker's crazy.
Yeah.
Are you a Skinwalker, Brady?
He could be.
But me and my wife play Skinwalker every night.
Do you?
Not
every night? Gosh dang.
Skinwalker.
You lucky sucker.
I'm a wolf.
I'm on a shapeshift right now. Watch this.
He literally would.
Yeah.
I'm gonna change shape.
Watch out. He's shapeshifting.
He's shapeshifting now.
Oh, baby. I'm going to mow your swamp. So I actually really think it's a cool conspiracy.
It's a cool topic. Like when I heard about it, I was like, wow, really? That's a real deal.
I want to go over there. We ought to just do a video of us driving over.
That would be pretty cool.
But they actually have like locked gates and security guards and stuff now over there. So it's really
hard. Are they
hard.
Security guards?
Huh?
Yeah. Or are they wolves?
I don't know. We'll have to see. I think it's a really cool topic. And if you guys don't know what that is, there's a ranch here.
Not to be offensive, but we're here to see the Skinwalkers.
Yeah. I want to see it happen right now.
How about you? What do you got?
What can you do?
What can you do? Are you a possum? Or are you? Can you change into a...
Turn into a little mouse? What do you do?
Muskrat? What is it?
Turn into a lizard?
Come on, I know you can change into something.
Yeah.
A police officer?
Oh, wait. Why are you handcuffing me?
Dang it.
It didn't work out in my favor.
Okay.
No, I really think if you don't know what Skinwalker is.
We've talked about that, though. We've talked about doing more on that conspiracy, so...
It's actually, there's a ranch really close to us, about 15, 20 miles away from us. And they've had crazy sightings of, like, ghost activity, alien activity. The government actually owned it at one time and did all this crazy experiments and things.
What's wrong with the government?
Well, I don't know.
Just, like...
They just do stuff.
Treat people like crap.
Like, tax us? my gosh.
Make laws? Ugh.
I want to file stupid laws. yeah, I want to. Maybe one day we will. Maybe we'll take
that'd be a good one.
An episode on a Mindless Banner episode.
You know. Set up a podcast right in the middle of it.
Yeah. Live from Skinwalker Gate.
We're on a reservation. This isn't good.
Yeah.
Skinwalker Gate.
We can see the gate and security guards are yelling. Can you hear them?
We're getting some pretty bad vibes here.
By Thoughtful Design asks, how much and what has changed in your pre-prep plans from before you started seriously getting into prepping versus after you learned all of the things? All of the things.
Everything. Okay.
Key things learned that you would never have considered prior. What do you think, Cam?
Yeah, I've changed a lot in the way that... I prep now, and the things that are most important, especially like the things that we get to like review and stuff. Kobe and I like fight over the food.
We do.
We're like, granola crunch. I don't have any of that.
I know.
And the knives and stuff are all sitting to the side. We don't even care about the gear anymore.
Yeah. When we first started, I mean, it was like
the gear was awesome.
It was gear porn, man.
But
it
now
was
we're just like, wait a minute. This is the stuff that we really need.
Like, yeah, you got to have a knife and you got to have this, but you can only have so many of those.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The food and the water, all that stuff is so important.
And the filters.
So your filters, all those types of things.
Yeah, we've changed in, like, hoarding more of that stuff that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, and also, I think since I've started, EDC has become more important to me.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff I carry in my car all the time. And that episode we did a while ago, it still is the thing that feels most important to me is your personal apocalypse, that those things that are actually going to happen to you in your life. Like we said, Yellowstone's not going to erupt. I mean, most likely, one in 730,000. But your damn car is going to break down. You might lose a job.
My vehicles are stocked up with like little foods and everything in pockets that I'll never find again.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the person that buys my used car.
Yeah, so that's definitely how I've changed in prepping is I've gone more of like, I know these things are going to happen. Let's prep for these. If they don't and it's a zombie apocalypse, well, I've got some knives. I've got some guns.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
And I've kind of learned that like those preps are going to apply to like everything like you said.
Yes.
You
know? Every single episode we talk about water and food.
It's like the
and
big
main
key points are going to apply to any scenario.
So. Yeah. But again, you have to keep talking about those things that get you excited, because if it is, you know, a pandemic or volcano eruptions that get you excited about prepping, then frick, that's what you should do. You should prep for that. But just know that those are going to, like you said, they're going to be crossover.
What if somebody has a microwave emitter and evaporates all your water supply?
Did you say microwave omitter?
No.
Oh,
emitter.
Emitter.
Maybe I did say omitter. We're going to do away with all microwaves.
We're going to take these out of here.
But yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
There are some different scenarios out there.
There is. let's see. Scouts_out410 asks, if you could have one Hollywood A-list celebrity in your post-SHTF tribe, who would it be and why?
You didn't even write one down.
I didn't, did I?
Who is it? I put Zac Efron in there. Tracked all the ladies.
He is dreamy. I'm going to give him that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I ain't going to say he is.
No.
But in all reality, I would have Richard Dean Anderson, MacGyver.
Oh, MacGyver. I was like, who the hell?
Even though he's an actor,
yeah,
you know he's learned a lot along the way.
Yeah, he's got
probably
have
none of that works.
Tricks up his sleeve.
I would say Richard Dean Anderson.
I like that. That's a good one. You know, this one you could go a bunch of different ways. It just depends on what's going on. If it's the end of the world, it's just you and one other person, you got to go for a hot actress.
Natalie Portman.
I'll be good princess on my
dollar. As long as she doesn't talk about her Hollywood.
I've got a degree from Harvard.
Doesn't she have like a Harvard degree or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, these cows that are milked are women being prosecuted and...
prosecuted.
Abused.
Abused.
Where do you think milk comes from? Female cows that doesn't.
No.
She did say government, something about that. I was like, oh,
government's
gosh.
Taking it from women. Milking their teeth.
No, I mean, you know, I don't know. I'd go maybe someone like Kevin Costner.
Because, of course you would.
Because I like Kevin Costner.
Of course you would.
I know he's good on a horse.
He's good on a
horse. I know he could shoot a lever action rifle.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I know he's got gills behind his ears.
Uh-huh.
And
I know he can track waterfalls on a map.
Exactly. Waterfall. Oh, yeah. And I know he can deliver male in post-apocalypse.
He surely can.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's the all-around.
He is the all-around guy.
That's true. That's true.
So that's maybe where I'd go.
That's a good one. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Accidentally mm-hmm. rural.
Rural.
Accidentally rural. Meet up sometime?
I'm wondering if they're asking
pickup.
If they want to meet up with us or if they're talking about like a podcast meetup. And that's kind of what I'm thinking.
That would make more sense and so be less weird.
I think a podcast meetup would be awesome. Like just anybody who can come that listens, who's a fan, come and we do something. But I just don't know if we could get people to come all the way to Utah or not.
I don't know coming down to this.
Tell us, guys. Would you come to Utah?
We could show you some dinosaur bones.
Yeah, well, you don't even have to come here. We could go out to Salt Lake City or something.
That'd be kind of cool.
But I just don't know if we'd get enough. I mean, if I go and there's three people.
You'd have to get some bodyguards.
Well, of course. Because
we're kind of a big deal.
Yeah, kind of a big deal.
Preppers are dangerous.
Three people show up. Two of them are cousins.
My wife.
My daughter doesn't even show up.
What are you doing out here?
Yeah. No, I think it'd be a good time. I really do think
it'd
be fun.
That would be pretty dang sweet.
You know, but I don't know. I don't know if we get people to come. I don't know. Message us. Do you want to do a meetup? Let's figure it out. I don't know.
That would be pretty cool.
Whatever.
I don't know. I'm pretty open.
Chris Eccles, he asks, please do not take offense to this. I always love when a message starts with that.
Okay.
Don't take offense to this, but you're stupid. Right? It says, please don't take offense to this, but at least in my opinion, firearms could play a huge role in many different SHTF situations. That doesn't offend me in any way, shape, or form.
Don't disagree.
No. Yet both of you admit to not really knowing a lot about them in many respects. Considering the amount of time, energy, and money you have spent researching other
preps. Have we admitted to not knowing them in many respects?
We've alluded to the fact that we're not experts.
We're very cautious about this subject.
So I'm just going to keep reading here. Why have firearms not ranked up there among your top priorities? I have to admit that my prep's nowhere near as complete as I would like. Would be useless to me without a way to defend them and to defend my family, whether bugging in or out. Also, what do you think about other projectile weapons such as a bow, arrow, or even slingshots? Both of these could be used to take a game or even fend off or defeat an attacker.
I thought we talked about those.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We absolutely have. So we understand this. When we say that we aren't experts, that doesn't mean that we don't know how to use a gun. And that we don't know what we need to know to be able to defend ourselves and do the things.
Both Kobe and I have grown up around firearms our entire life.
I started shooting guns when I was like 3 years old.
My dad was like aficionado. He has like tons of black powder pistols and musket balls.
Yeah, originals.
Projectile weapons.
Yeah.
But I've shot since I was a little kid and everything. I'm not an expert.
No.
I'm not a crack shot.
No. We absolutely can handle a gun. We've been doing it in our entire lives. We've got weapons. We have firearms. We have shied away from doing a firearms episode because of maybe people like this. I don't know if this guy's this way, but there's a lot of people out there who are kind of dicks about the whole firearms thing.
Yeah.
They're very like, oh, well, you don't know.
I don't know if Chris is being a dick.
No,
here,
I don't know if he is.
He probably just hasn't felt from us that we're pushing firearms. But it's one of those topics that we just get our buttholes ripped open.
Yeah.
People freak out.
People freak out.
You don't know anything about 9mm, when it's shooting, what kind of scopes are the best, and what range. It's just like, holy
crap. It's not worth the fight.
It's a world that's just not fun to even go into.
No.
And firearms are awesome.
They are. I love them. I love to shoot them. I love to talk about them. But I don't want to deal with the aftermath of a firearms episode where people just...
They will. It's a guarantee.
We've had it with a bunch of episodes already. Yeah. I mean, we had quite a bit of it with the communications episode. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why we didn't want to do that one either, because we knew...
Yeah, we already did.
You guys got all this stuff wrong. And I was like, okay. You know, we understand that. And we actually said that before we started, that we're not experts. And we're just trying to get some general information.
Yeah, general information. That's a real touchy one. Bug out vehicles. People
know
so much about vehicles and all the gear and how to, we're just not going to go there because of the detail.
And honestly, in my opinion, the prepping world overemphasizes firearms. It becomes like the number one thing people talk about.
I agree.
Oh, you have to have guns. If you don't have guns, you got to have guns. Guns, guns, guns.
And
I think they're glorifying like this SHTF situation where it suddenly becomes a Wild West. It's suddenly like everybody's shooting everybody. It's like, why would you want that?
No.
Yeah, you've got to have a gun just in case, but people push that to the front of everything they do with prepping, and I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
I think that's
You're going to have guns, and when you run out of your water supplies, you're probably going to commit crime.
I just think that people that go into it with that gun like first mindset, they're going to be the ones that get killed first.
Yeah.
And I guarantee
it's too dangerous.
Yeah.
That's the last thing for me. Like,
yeah, I it's want last them, resort.
And I need to have those as a defense, but they're the last thing that come to my mind.
Yeah. You got to, I mean, it's too prevalent. I think it's too emphasized with a lot of preppers.
It is.
And that's part of the reason.
I think a lot of, if you read a lot of the, you know, like, what are some of the major websites for, like, was like Black Hawk Survival, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You look at them, they say the same thing.
Yeah.
The firearms are too much of a priority where you need to get all the other stuff.
And exactly.
And I think most of the prepper world will agree with that, too.
Yeah. So I just think that
professional preppers,
there's a reason we haven't done it, and that's one of the reasons we're trying not to emphasize those points. We've talked about weapons in a bunch of episodes, firearms.
And if I come off like a firearm idiot, that's fine.
I don't care. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I know how to use one. And
yeah, believe me. Like, I have access to a huge arsenal of weapons.
We're privileged to be American and to have them, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm all for that. But yeah, that's why. We just don't want the backlash. And we will get it for sure. We probably will get backlash from even mentioning it right here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guarantee you will. But we're okay. We can figure it out.
We got guns.
We got guns. Everything's fine. Okay. Last one, guys. Patrick Holster. He says,
"Ooh, that's a cool name."
Yeah, he likes guns. Guarantee it. What is the one item you regret not getting? This is the same for both of us.
It is the same for me.
I still do not have a good generator.
Yeah, and I've looked and looked and looked, and there's a lot of those like Pulsar, and it's dual fuel. I just don't know the quality. I want a Honda. I can't afford to sell my car to get a Honda generator or a Yamaha. And so I'm like, I need to just settle on one and hope for the best.
Yeah, I want to find one.
But then there's solar generators. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm looking at just getting...
Dual fuel?
Just a battery, like a portable solar slash battery pack.
That's because a good idea.
We had the power go out recently, and it was scheduled, Power's going to go out from 12 to 5, and I was like, fine. I had forgotten about it, but shouldn't have been a big deal. My kids lost their freaking minds. They should have been asleep.
Yeah.
But the fan kicked off, and it was like super quiet, and it was pitch black, like the whole neighborhood.
Did you get your guns out immediately?
I did a shot through the doors.
You shot two of your kids.
I fired shotgun SHTF. In the air, and I'm like, don't call it right up. But yeah, they lost their minds, and I was like scrambling to find. I used like my car jumper battery pack, the Guru one.
Yeah.
And plugged in, like I had to jimmy rig this little thing to get the fan going so that they could have sound, white noise to go back to sleep. And then I was just like, this is chaos.
Yeah.
Like, simplest thing. I'm like, so I'm looking at like comforts. And I want to get one of those battery packs from
Goal Zero has some good ones.
Goal Zero has a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a solar charger that you can get with it. Like, they have probably the most expansive set, but they're expensive.
They're not cheap.
$800 for
you get a nice generator for that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
But so, that's the thing. It's like the middle of the night. It's quiet.
I don't want a generator. Yeah, exactly.
So,
and your kids would probably die with a generator in their room anyway. So.
Apparently, I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
I just put a sock over the exhaust to absorb the...
sock over the exhaust.
But yeah, a generator is what I need and want.
So if anybody has a really good recommendation for like those middle of the road...
Yeah, if you played with like the Pulsar or the Predator from like Harbor Freight...
What's the yellow one? Is that the Predator ones?
No, that one's a...
Champion.
Champion, yeah.
Champion,
So if you guys have used those maybe for work or something, like let us know. I want to know if they're very good.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out which one to pull the trigger on. And
the Pulsar one's the one that's had me the most interested. It's
is that
big
the
blue sucker.
Ones? Yeah,
It's anywhere from like 10,000 to... like 12,000 watts, which you could power almost your central air with that thing.
Jeez.
But you could plug in a lot, your refrigerator and microwave.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm like 500, they're like $700, but I'm like, are they good?
Yeah.
And what's the quality? I don't want to spend that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hard to know. Yeah. So let us know on those. Cause that's the next purchase. We both want to make big one anyways for, prepping stuff.
Yeah.
That's it, Cameron. That's all we got for today.
We should do a podcast recording off from a generator.
We should. That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Oh, actually, Cam. Do you
want to
talk about Super Essie straps?
Real quick. Hey, guys, heard of Super Essie?
I have.
Straps.
Mm.
Super SE Straps has everyday wear and carry gear that bridges the gap between useful daily EDC tools and SHTF supplies. They've got paracord bracelets with 30-plus items built in, including a flashlight, fishing kit, not a fishing pole.
No.
Bottle opener and seatbelt cutter. This is, I just said it, a bracelet. Their handkerchiefs double as a Faraday bag and storage pouch. Their hanks have survival functions incorporated into the rip-stop fabric, allowing them to serve as a camp saw, water filter, and fire starter. Finally, their line of custom morale patches not only have helpful references, reference info like the 9-line medevac request and Morse code, but they have a built-in covert storage pocket in the backing of the Velcro where themed emergency kits are hidden inside the patch. Find them online at superessestraps.com. They're really cool looking stuff. You need to check them out.
You do. You absolutely
like, at least just go to their website. I think you'll want something when you look at their stuff. It's so cool.
Yeah, they got tons of cool stuff,
dude. Bushcrafty.
Yeah, tons of good stuff.
Sneaky. You can hide stuff.
Sneaky. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they actually, I need to double check this, but I think they actually got us a code.
Oh, really?
Pretty sure it's Casual Preppers.
They have some sweet
stuff. So go check that out and use our code Casual Preppers. I need to double check. I'm sorry for not doing my homework here, but we've been crazy busy.
Yeah.
But yeah, go check that out.
You'll like their stuff, I guarantee it.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to love it. Thanks, guys. That's it. That's all we got for you.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's all.
That's all. Thank you. Appreciate you guys subscribing and listening, and we'll see you next week.